God bless you. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. Welcome, welcome, welcome one and all. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can change, will change. If you let God do it, it will transform your life. So grateful to God. He has given us another opportunity to be able to come together in His presence, to be able to study His Word together. Come and let us reason together. Let's pray. Gracious Father and God, we thank you. We thank you today, God, for just being God. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you, oh God, for allowing us to be able to come together and to be able to study your word together. We thank you, God, for keeping us last night and allowing us to experience your protection and your provision already these first 7 days of 2026. You have been gracious and you have been kind, and we can do nothing but say thank you. Now, God, as we delve into your word, God, we pray that you will speak to us this morning. Speak to us, God, in such a way that we will not be able to deny that you have spoken to us. God, challenge our intellect. Challenge our intellect. So, God, that whatever it is that we felt that your word was saying, but your word wasn't saying, God, fix it for us now, God. Father, open up our minds, expand our hearts, stretch us, God, into who it is you would want for us to be. God, we love you today. We honor you. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you who have joined in this morning, kicking off the year of Midweek Power Nuggets to hear exactly what God would have to say. On this morning, our travels take us to Mark. To Mark the first chapter. Mark the first chapter, and we'll be reading three verses from there, verses 16 through 18. Mark the first chapter. Verses 16 through 18, I'll be reading from the New American Standard Bible. It may read a little differently for you. It reads as follows. As he was going along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net in the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." Immediately, they left their net and followed him. And, of course, there are a number of other instances where Jesus did this type of thing. But this is what we're going to cover today. We're not going to go to any other passage of Scripture. I think that it has made itself clear. So the word of the Lord is blessed. So this morning, as we start out this year of Midweek Power Nuggets, the Lord has a question for you. And the question is, where are you casting your net? Where are you casting your net? You all, Mark, the Gospel of Mark starts off differently than any other of the Gospels. It doesn't give any sort of genealogy. It doesn't start off with the birth of Jesus. It doesn't go into any of that. It starts directly with Jesus going out and doing ministry. That's how it begins. It gives the action-packed version of Jesus's ministry. And here in chapter 1, we don't see that Jesus is in the temple. He's not teaching in the synagogue. He's not hosting a gathering. He is walking along the Sea of Galilee. And as he walks, he sees two brothers. He sees Simon and he sees Andrew. And they're not praying. They're not asking God for direction. They're not looking for purpose. They're working. They're casting nets. They were fishermen. So they were focused on getting through the day, not realizing that God was, about to change their direction. And you all, that matters because God often interrupts us in the middle of what we were doing. He doesn't wait until we get ready. He shifts us in the middle of us already working on something else. And so here comes Jesus stepping into their everyday work, and he says one sentence that changes everything. He says, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And you all, you have to understand that that statement, while it may be simple, it is most definitely weighty. Because it's a call, it's an invitation, it's a call to purpose. Because Jesus sees them again casting nets. Fishing for them was not a hobby like it is for so many today. It was their livelihood. It represented their skill, their identity, their provision, their security. And it's not like Jesus criticized it. He didn't say, stop fishing. He didn't say, what you're doing doesn't matter and I've got something more important. He says, follow me. Because Jesus never starts with what you do. He starts with who you follow. Before he assigns, there is alignment. Before there's purpose, there's proximity. You all, following always comes before fishing. Many folks want to do something for God, but they're not walking closely with God. And if you're disconnected from God, then the effort will always exceed the impact. You'll be doing all this busy work, and there'll be no fruit that comes from it. And you all, we have to understand that Jesus always starts with relationship. And as we've been saying for these last few weeks in sermons, and here it is coming around again, Jesus uses what's already in our hand. God uses what's already in our hand. He says, I will make you fishers of men. He didn't ask them to become something entirely new first. He used language that they already understood. What comes with fishing? Well, you got to be patient. You got to know repetition. Because you go out, you cast the net, you pull it in, you see if it's fish. If it's fish in it, you take the fish out, you throw the net again. So that means that they know casting, they know waiting, and they know gathering. So basically, Jesus is saying when he says, I will make you fishers of men, you already know how to do this. So let me change the purpose of what you're doing. This is critical, y'all, because there's some believers that believe that God can only use them if they change who they already are. But God often uses what you already have. Your job, your experiences, your relationship with family, your story, your personality. God doesn't just throw all that away. He redirects them for his purpose. And you all, Jesus saying, come, you know, I'll make you fishers of men, while he saw them casting their net, was intentional. Because you cast a net expecting something to be caught. A net is designed to gather, not isolate people. One does not chase just one fish. One doesn't argue with the water. You throw out a net that's cast wide, and you trust the net to work. And you all, that is the picture. I want you to catch that now. You throw the net out, and you expect the net to work based on how it's built. You all, that's the picture that Jesus gives for sharing the gospel. The gospel is our net. And evangelism should not be pressure. It's presence. It's there. It's consistency. It's consistently thrown out. It's obedience. Y'all, we make evangelism so much harder than Jesus ever intended for us to. Being fishers of men means take the gospel, cast it out there, see what can be caught with the word of God. And this is where these three verses turn us today, because some believers want God to use them, but they keep casting their nets in the same place, the same conversation, same environment, same circles, same people, where everyone already believes what they believe. And then we wonder why nothing new or no one new is being caught. Now, let me be clear. Please hear me today. God is not asking you to become a preacher. He's asking you to be obedient. when you go to work, the place you work is a net. Your family is a net. Your friendships are a net. Your influence is a net. It's not a question of whether you have a net. The question is, where are you throwing your net? The Bible says this in verse 18. It says, immediately they left their nets. Not after thinking it through, not after seeing whether it was convenient, not after thinking whether it was going to impact how you do life. Immediately. It doesn't mean they stopped being fishermen. It means they released control of where they threw their net and what they were trying to catch. Some of us want to follow Jesus as long as we get to hold the net the same way. I'm good with doing it, God. Just don't let me have to do anything different. And we've talked about this before. Delayed obedience keeps you tied to what God is trying to reuse in you. Partial obedience keeps you busy without, you know, prospering any fruit. Jesus said, I will make you fishers of men. Growth is a process. You're not going to immediately go out and know how to do what you do, but God is expecting you to be obedient so that he could teach you what to do. But that process isn't going to begin until you stop doing what you're currently doing so you could do what God is calling you to do. You all, God is not calling most of us away from work. He's calling us to work with purpose. Yeah, and you don't need a microphone to cast the net. You don't need a title, and you definitely, hear me well, you definitely don't need perfection to cast the net. All you need is availability. Who's in your circle that sees your life up close? Who watches how you handle pressure? Who hears you speak in faith when things are hard? You all, that is where your net is already touching the water. Now you just got to cast it with purpose. So let's ask the right question this morning. I'm not asking, are you saved? I'm not asking, are you already busy? We're not asking the question, are you doing enough? And really, you should be asking yourself the question, am I saved? Am I busy? No, we're not asking you to ask yourself any of those questions. What we do want you to do is ask yourself this question. Where am I casting my net? Because Jesus is still walking out across shorelines. Jesus is still calling ordinary people. Jesus is still saying, follow me. And if you're willing to walk with him, he will use what's already in your hand to reach people you never thought you could. Stay available. Stay obedient. Let God make you become what you were always called to be, which is being a fisher of men. Where are you casting your net? Let's pray. God, we love you today, and God, we give you praise. God, we thank you for reminding us that you have a purpose and a plan for our lives. And God, that you're not asking us to go out and do things differently than what we've already done. You're asking us to be available and be obedient. And God, to just go and use the gospel for what it was created to do. And that is to gather souls unto Jesus. God, help us to not continue to question our abilities. But God, help us to trust you to use us in the way that you see fit. God, help us to remember that you want to use what we've already got in our hand, not to learn something new first, not to abandon everything we know, but God, to use what we've already got in our hand and to give it purpose. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us in your word that we've got a purpose, a plan, and now we just need to execute. Help us to be about our assignment as we go about our day today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.